What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, what do I always say in certain cases of HMT? You never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. Like this article that was published on the 2nd of November, 66-year-old Putnam County man accused of offlining his wife. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate, you never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A 66-year-old Putnam County man was arrested on Wednesday, November 1st, 2023, as he is accused of offlining his wife. Police say the man called in the shooting at 104 Penny Acres Lane in Wallaca on the day at 7:57 a.m. Deputies responded and found Peter Miles Hamilton, who refused to come out of his home, according to the Putnam County Sheriff's Office. Now, he called in and said, yeah, I did this. This sounds eerily familiar. Gentlemen, we all know who did this in the past. That's right, Freddie Wilhite. Deputies and detectives were eventually able to get Hamilton to come outside, communicating through 911 dispatchers. When the deputies entered, they found his wife, Tina Hamilton, 64, unconscious with a gunshot wound. First responders were not able to find a pulse, and she was deleted on the scene. Hamilton told police that he shot his wife in the back through her chest with a .38 revolver, just like Freddie Wilhite. Remember, gents, he called in and said, yep, I shot my wife in the stomach with a .38. Are you alive or are you dead? Wow. Eerily similar. Just saying. According to the arrest report, further states that the revolver was found with one live round and one spent shell casing. Maybe, just maybe, it was going to be an offlining and a self-termination. Who knows? A single gunshot wound was located and appeared to enter slightly off center toward the left side of Tina's back and exited slightly off center to the left side of the chest, the arrest report states. Tina's sister told the sheriff's office, according to the arrest report, that Tina used to leave for work at approximately 7 a.m. as her purse and coffee were found inside of her vehicle, supporting the fact that she was about to leave for work. The report also revealed that Tina was dressed in her work attire when she was found shot by police. Very, very interesting set of details right there. PCSO says Hamilton was determined to be the suspect. He faces a first-degree termination charge, meaning police believe that this shooting was premeditated. There is no known documented domestic violation between the suspect and the victim prior to the shooting. Now, that definitely adds a layer of suspicion and a deeper level of questioning that should be asked. Quote unquote, this is a tragic situation for the family, and I ask that you keep them in your prayers. Sheriff H.D. quote unquote Gator DeLoach said, while there were no documented signs of domestic violation in this case, I implore friends and families to trust your gut. If you see something off or amiss, let us know. We would rather err on the side of caution than have to have a life lost. PCSO says the investigation is ongoing. Now, this is a very mysterious set of circumstances. How long were they married? Doesn't mention any children. She's leaving for work. What made him decide to put the mask on? But that goes right back to what I said at the beginning of this video. You never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, the revolver of righteousness. I'm gonna give that a 10 as well. Psychological impact, I gotta give this a 15. And for the brutality factor, I'm gonna give that a 10 as well. So Peter, Pistol Pete Hamilton, gets a score of 45. Gentlemen, seems like a simple case, right? For whatever reason, this dude decided to blast his wife in the back. What drove him to that? Doesn't say where she worked. Maybe, once again, this is just going to be speculation. Maybe Mr. Hamilton found out about something that she was trying to keep secret. Maybe she was planning on leaving. Maybe she was using the fact that her work, her position, made her think she was above him. Doesn't mention where he was working. But once again, this is just a series of possibilities. However, the fact remains the fact. Something happened between those two to where he said, you know what? Nah, you gotta go. What it was? Maybe he will speak. Maybe he won't. But hey, that's neither here nor there. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think the motivation was behind Pistol Pete deciding to go ahead and pop his wife? Let me know in the comments section. And for you women out there who honestly believe that when things are about to go left, you're going to be quote unquote protected by the quote unquote system, you better understand this. The power you think you have, the protection you think you have from the system, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to be quote unquote issued a veil of protection just because you're a woman, that is going out right along with it. Once again, ladies, I'm going to reiterate something that you need to get through your thick damn skulls. Police are only there after what has happened to you has happened. They are a reactionary force, not a proactive force. You need to understand this. But unfortunately, far too many people have drank their Kool-Aid, and still, even though the Supreme Court has ruled that they're not there to protect you, believe that the police are there to protect you. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.